I don't dress at all. You can interrogate me with torture, nigga. I won't confess at all. I'll just keep on crying. Keep on sobbing. Ask me any question, my head'll keep on bobbing. You think I'm saying yes for the first few seconds. Till you realize I'm in my own world, thinking of your girl naked. I'm a federal nightmare. I'm a small motherfucker who ain't scared and who don't fight fair. Shit. So if you wanna make me a motherfucking martyr, do what you gotta do, bitch nigga starter. Huh? What's happening, Puff? I'll be back to you if JD ain't had enough. Yeah? Jermaine Dupri, king of the pedophiles, if you ask me, baby. Shit. Jermaine Dupri, small as a child. If I was fucking Janet, she'd already have a child. If I was fucking your bitch, she'd have a permanent smile. I'm a real G, nigga. I got permanent style. Shit. I don't fuck with you fuck faces. You grown-ass niggas with gap teeth that need braces. Fucking rappers with hairlines. They gonna fuck with me and try to compare lines. Just meet me somewhere, nigga. Let's compare mine. I mean, let's go somewhere and compare nines. Shit. You fucking with Cat? It ain't my fucking fault you ain't visit the brat. Huh? Nigga, you should visit a gap. Nah, nah. I'm fucked up for even mentioning it.
1/2 of the famous rap duo Criss Cross died yesterday. The 34-year-old was found unresponsive in his house in southwest Fulton County. Kelly was rushed to Atlanta Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead a few hours later. Fulton County police say it appears to be a drug overdose. An autopsy is scheduled. Criss Cross's most famous song, Jump, was released in 1992.
Well, thanks for that softball question. It's two answers. First of all, let's be very, very clear. It is possible that there isn't anything funnier than a guy in a dress. And if that's the case, then it might also be said that there's nothing funnier than a black guy in a dress. Okay, well, I watched all of my friends throughout my entire life be able to dunk a basketball, but not me. So everybody can't do everything. So, you know, some of us make choices. I think it's not a biggest choice for others. I'm saying at the end of the day, Kevin doesn't have to worry about what people are gonna say about him wearing a dress because of the long line of dress wearing people before him. So now we have Big Mama's house 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I've never seen Madea in a pantsuit. I think she wears dresses. So now I'm saying, why are we picking on poor little Kevin Hart? Because it was his turn next.
Okay.
Some of us are against the Illuminati, and we are against the Illuminati at our own detriment. When people are against the Illuminati, then they get punched in the face all the time. The press hates them, and nobody likes them. End quote.
I mean, we all love Dave Chappelle.
Exactly. Dave Chappelle has never been a part of the Illuminati. They don't want him or me or people like us.
Yeah.
But now it's not necessary for us to store up that hornet's nest unless we intend to get stung a million times. I didn't understand that. They had to sting me a million times.
Right.
I'm still not going to join, but I respect it a little more.
All right. How do you handle that? Because they put your name in the press with a lot of rumors and a lot of situations that they try to put on Cat Williams. Do you feel ever the need to, like, I got to go defend this and put out a story about who I am? Or do you just let that kind of like roll off your back? When
Well, as you can see, I've let it all go for quite some time. And a lot of that is just based upon the fact that I don't really know how to complain, because all of the people that I ever looked up to had to go through it too. So I know how much they talked about Martin Luther King, and I know what they end up doing to him. I know this same story about Jesus and a few of my uncles. So now I know that if your mouth is really, really big and you try to tell the truth for a living and you like to air people out, hatred is coming your way. I didn't know it was going to be this type of hatred. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm concrete in all things because of He who strengthens me. So that doesn't mean I always make the right decisions, but I am going to stand by what I stand for. And I'm only continuing to do it because I was looking for somebody who was doing it instead of me. And I just must have missed them, you know what I mean? So yeah. At some point, you have to figure out what example are you trying to be. If it's just going to be you going to make it and live happily ever after and go off into the sunset, then that's what that is. Otherwise, you're on the front line of this battle. And those of us who understand that, understand that this is a part of what comes with it.
All right, last question. Scary Movie, yeah. 5, April 12th. Everybody's going to go see that.
All right, y'all. What is going on? It's Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all, we're gonna get right into it. Now, this is one of my all-time favorite comedians, just, you know, all-around funny guy, which I'm pretty sure most of you would agree with. Pretty much most people probably like Cat Williams more than they like Kevin Hart. Me, I kind of, if we're just talking about, you know, funny wise, I think I'm kind of a fan of both of them because they have two completely different styles. You know, at least especially when Kevin was first coming up, he was a pretty funny short dude. Well, they're both pretty short, but short dudes are usually pretty funny. But anyways, you know, let's get to why we're here in this video. So this clip, you know, which was pretty popular, it went pretty viral about 9 to 10 years ago when Cat Williams first voiced all of this stuff about Hollywood and the industry. Now, we know Cat Williams to be very outspoken. We know him to be a very troubled guy with the entire system, the entire industry, or the Illuminati, as people like to call it. We know he's very troubled. He's been arrested probably over 50 times. And this is the result of the things that he decided to speak out on throughout his career, which we're going to tackle that in this video. But that clip was mostly about the men wearing dresses, the actors and all the entertainers and black entertainers that have been put in dresses in order to make it seem funny, in order to make it seem catchy and appealing. So we all know why that is being done, because we talk about humiliation to rappers and stuff on this channel. So it's the same to the actors. All of these people are part of the same industry, so they have to go through the same rituals and they get treated the same way. So that's why every, I guess, reputable black actor or really known black actor or comedian, they have all been in some sort of situation like that, where they've been approached to wear a dress or do something that's kind of, you know, it's against their moral code. And we all know that Dave Chappelle, he also went heavy against the dress thing. And, you know, we're going to throw a couple different clips in this video just so we can get the entire visual of a couple of different comedians talking about it. You know, I'm going to throw that Brandon T. Jackson clip in here right after I get done talking, just so we can have better understanding of the context. Now, we've talked about it a few times on my old channel when it comes to the black comedians and actors or whatever wearing the dresses. So this is not completely new. But I definitely thought, you know, doing a whole, I guess, expose of Cat Williams, you know, exposing the industry and all that good stuff would be a really dope video, because I never actually did one on him on the last channel. So with that being said, I'm not going to talk too much. We're going to get right back into the next clip, and then I'll come in and do some more talking. Check this out.
Everything went wrong. Just like everything went right. Everything went wrong when I put on that dress. Pre-Big Mamas, to me, I have, I, Actually, it's like a, you know, you have AD, you're like AD, BC. Okay. It's like BM for me. My career pre BM.
So Big Mama was a changing point.
Yeah.
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 What made it a changing point? Was it that it was Martin, or just everything was aligning up at the right time for you?
It was a negative changing point, to be honest.
Okay.
Positive in a way where the perception of my image was on every bus, but my personal life was in shambles in that time. It was horrible. Not my wife, my daughter's mother, and from that time, it's like my life was just, it was hell from there. My personal life was in shambles, but my career, it was at its height, I believe. It was going.
It was kind of like a passing of the torch, in a sense.
Yeah, it was. It was. And I played Martin's son, and I feel like that. It's so weird. It's like every time I play these sons of people, it never goes right.
What didn't go right with Big Mama's?
It was, first of all, no offense, that movie wasn't that good to me. It wasn't a prolific film. I sound so mean, like, oh, you should be grateful for it. But I'm real. You know, you should be real. Like, it wasn't like the best movie. It was an entertaining film. Number one, Big Mama's one, that's arguably like, okay, Miss Doubtfire was out. But the whole dress bit was already overdone. You know, it was like, it was hacky, you know, and I did it purely for the money and the work of Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
So I didn't do it for the purity of comedy, but I did it for the purity of work with Martin. But I believe that it was still more than money. Like, damn, I'm gonna get a big check, you know.
Yeah. And knowing you now, and I'm gonna kind of set this question up, but in knowing you now, there's a more of an awakened Brandon
mm-hmm.
compared to when he first came into the business. You mentioned the dress. It's a big conversation about that. Did you get, like, slack when you wore the dress at that moment?
It was, like, wasn't slack from people. Only Cat Williams. Cat Williams was trying to always say, Brandon, don't wear a dress.
That is different than the fact that Martin and Jamie are really going to do Shanaynay and Wanda as a movie. You see, because once you do Shanaynay and Wanda as a movie, and we already have Big Mama's house, and we know Brandon T. Jackson, that nigga showed up with his dress. He was ready to be in one and two. You just start wondering how many niggas really need to wear a dress. And why is it so important? And they tell you shit like, but it's funny, is it? I'm saying I don't have any hatred in my heart for Tyler Perry because he works hard. But he is a drag queen. Let's be very honest. A drag queen is somebody who works in drag. Do you know who Madea is, sir? That's a nigga in that dress, sir. That's not nobody's grandmama. And I pray to him every night. Every night I say, Jesus, if I have strayed from what you wanted me to do, that is not what I have planned for today.
That's right.
But Lord, if you see Satan, would you tell him I said he ain't shit? Fuck him in his dirty, stank, AIDS-infested asshole, Jesus. Would you tell him that? Would you tell him that when I see him, I spit in his face every time I see him? If he jump in another motherfucker, I want that motherfucker. Satan ain't shit. Atheist ain't shit. Satan ain't shit. Atheist ain't shit. Satan ain't shit. Faison ain't shit. Jamie Foxx ain't shit.
He called you, or is this?
No, he was saying it in the media, so I thought he was heckling me. He was really trying to help me at the time. I didn't know that. I was immature.
Right.
I feel like, dang, why? I'm trying to make it. Why are you bashing me? And then he was trying to warn me, you know, don't get in the dress. So, the awakened Brandon, you couldn't pay him $1 trillion to get in the dress.
Yeah. Was there like, how did they present that? Well, you knew right away you had to get in the dress.
I did the scene on lottery ticket.
Okay.
That scene on lottery ticket. After that, they were pushing his dress on me. It was something about that scene that touched a lot of people, and I think I was too real. I think they did the same thing like to Tupac. When they're too real, they start looking at you like, hold on, how'd this slip past us? Who's this guy? You know what I mean? And then it's like, you know what? Yeah, he might be a kid. Just put him in a dress.
What do you think the dress is about? Is it to tone us down, to tone that realness down? Is
I think the dress, personally, is a thing that was not in our culture to do. And I think everybody will want to put their culture on us. And no, not to hate your culture or your God. Mm-hmm. If your God say you can put on a dress and your culture is normal for you, that you have the right as a human to choose that. But me, for my God and my culture, my ancient culture, we didn't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was cursed by it. I believe it was a curse that went with that, personally, because nothing went right since then. That's truthful. No one can tell me, hey, man, you thinking too much, man. You see what I mean? Everything went wrong. Just like everything went right, everything went wrong when I put on that dress. I'm telling you, I lived it.
Is there any, like,
even with Martin, things went wrong when he did it, too, because Martin is very anointed. Martin is a very strong man. And Dave Chappelle said that, too. He says things about that, too. And something, if you look at Martin's Arsenio Hall interviews, you look at him now, something's changed. You know?
Yeah, well, Martin, I noticed
it's
that,
not
too.
A shot, but something's changed.
No, he definitely had, like, a lot of fire behind his, a lot of energy.
He's got similar to me.
He's gotten older, but I don't think he's gotten that old.
Eddie Murphy's old. He still has a fire to him, too. I don't think it's an age thing. Yeah. I mean, my dad has a fire. He's almost
You think seven. Maybe it was more of the business that kind of it took so much out of him?
Honestly, I think it's a spiritual thing, but everyone has their own journey. Mm-hmm. I can't say what it is. I don't know. I think, you know, for me, I can only speak for my journey. Once I put the dress on and I had that fire was put out.
Yeah.
And I only did it one time. So imagine doing it 3 times, 4 times. But then Tyler Perry did it. He got stronger. I don't know the rules. You know what I'm saying? This is what happened to me. I'm not here to knock another brother because that's their path.
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't do is knock my brothers because that's their path. But I'm saying my path, when I put on a dress, it came with a demon baby mama and a starter kit for hell. That's what happened to me. You haven't seen me since, to be honest.
All right, y'all. In this video, I am bringing all of the receipts. So I hope y'all are enjoying this video so far. Because I just feel like there's a lot, you know, there's a lot to it with Cat Williams. Because he's exposed a lot in the industry. And, you know, that's why I definitely felt like we had to throw that Brandon T. Jackson, that interview in this video. Just so we can gather the context a little bit more, although a lot of people, if you're on game to all that stuff, you've seen that that Brandon T. Jackson interview. Now, I couldn't go to another part of this video without coming in and talking about it because he said some very profound things in that interview. Now, that was hearing it right out of the horse's mouth, someone that actually did it, who actually participated in the ritual without knowing what he was doing. And that's exactly how they get, you know, these actors, comedians, and entertainers, because they're all naive when they start doing this kind of stuff. Like, they don't want guys like me to be famous. You know, like, they want the ones who are completely oblivious and naive to things and don't ask questions like why things are this way, why things are that way. They just want you to do it. And so that's what Brandon T. Jackson was when he entered the industry. Obviously, he's a completely different man now. He's woke up to what he was living in. He woke up to his reality, and he's no longer really, you know, a part of the industry the way that he was. He said it at the end that since he put on that dress, you haven't even seen him. And honestly, you really haven't. All of his, you know, all of his biggest movies was basically when he was a teenager. You know, and all that Percy Jackson and The Lightning Thief or whatever that movie was called. You know, ever since he's basically been an adult, you know, a true adult, he hasn't been on the big screen. And he told you right out of his mouth. He said, when he put that dress on, everything changed. His life became cursed. Nothing was the same. Because he basically sold his soul for money, and he knows what he did, which is why he said it changed Martin Lawrence as well. He said, imagine doing that dress ritual 3 to four times. He only did it once. And it turned his life the way that it did. Then he flipped and said, you know, Madea is doing it. And it actually made Tyler Perry stronger. In a sense. But I guess it would depend on what kind of stronger he's talking about. Because he's not talking about spiritually. He's talking about just to the industry. But it only made Tyler Perry become bigger because Tyler Perry kept doing it. Tyler Perry completely sold his soul and he continues to do the things that goes against his morals. He probably, you know, he's probably so far gone, he doesn't even have that mindset of doing stuff against his morals. It's just what he is. He embodies, you know, he embodies just doing what he has to do in order to stay where he's at. And it was, you know, I thought that one, that clip we played of Cat Williams at the show exposing Jamie Foxx and talking about Madea, I thought that was super funny because at the end of the day, it's so much, you know, we're so used to seeing Tyler Perry in the dress. It's like, it's almost like you forgetting that's not, like he said, that's not anyone's grandma. That is a big man in that dress. And just like he said, it's like, why do so many people need to wear the dress? Why do you want to keep doing it? But we all know what it is, man. We've talked about it plenty of times on this channel. It's simply just humiliation. And it's to make those men feel, you know, like girls, basically. Just like he asked, just like the interview on Comedy Hype asked Brandon T. Jackson. He said, do you think they do it in order to tame that rawness, to tame that toughness? They see a young black man that's, you know, he has fire in him, like he said. He has that umph. He has a soul. He has struggle in him. And then they take them and they put him in a dress and they put him a part of this ritual that's going to strip that fire out of them. It's going to strip their soul out of them. That's what he's talking about. That fire is basically your soul. That fire comes from your soul. And that's why he said after he did that dress, that fire was stripped from him. He's talking about his soul, basically, in a sense. That's what it means. So, you know, me personally doing this video has been, you know, it's been amazing. It's been fun, you know, just going back over this stuff. And it feels so much in line with what I try to teach people and, you know, show on my channel. That, I don't know, it just feels good doing this video, you know, so I really feel like you guys are going to enjoy it. So I just wanted to come in and talk about that part. Didn't want to just leave it open without me doing, you know, my usual talk. So with that being said, we're just going to get to the clip and finish up the video, and I'll come back one last time to wrap everything up. Check this out.
Well, Chappelle's, I guess, the perfect person to discuss that. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is that in order to technically be sane, it requires that your belief system go along with everybody else's. And so that's why they put such a high modicum on labeling you as that, mm-hmm. just in preparation for what you might later say.
Mm-hmm. Just because you're different, they always want to kind of put somebody into a box.
Well, right. That's the shallow end of mm-hmm. it. On the deep end of it, they have an idea that there's a Messiah coming and they're not sure who it's going to be. They right. just know it should stick out. So they look every time something sticks out to make sure that's not it. Mm-hmm. They have an idea that there's a Messiah coming and they're not sure who it's going to be. They right. just know it should stick out. So they look every time something sticks out to make sure that's not it. Mm-hmm. Either way, genius is relative and it's generally better served once you're gone.
Right.
So the geniuses that we all agree upon, mm-hmm. that's not exactly what they were viewed as
right.
at the time. There's no way for the guy outside with a kite with keys on it
trying to get struck intentionally by lightning.
Yeah.
There's no way for him not to be crazy mm-hmm. in the current.
See, what I'm saying is, in business, nothing is coincidental, or you will be hearing who's losing money. In all of these situations, it's only the artist that's losing. Somebody makes big money. When these rappers get killed, not incidental. Somebody made $100 million and now don't have to talk to that artist or none of their crew, don't have to validate none of their contracts. Wow. Now only got to deal with the mama, only got to wow. see her once a year, and it's over. And the money goes up and up and up. So they killed this $20 million guy, but they reaped $60 million in benefits.
Wow.
And they had some people from your city do it.
Wow.
And they had some people from your city do it.
Wow.
I'm saying there's the good side and the bad side of these businesses. And
but think about what you just think about what you just said. That's extremely thoughtful and powerful. It could only be what it was if it were those two. Those two, yes. Will Smith and Chris Rock. It could only be what it has been yes. with those two black men.
If you put any other names together, the police are out on stage. They've cut to commercial. You didn't see what happened. By the time they come out, people have been removed. It goes on. It's certain ways things are handled when it's not intentional. When things go smoothly, but they seem chaotic, that means there was forethought and a plan.
When things go smoothly, but they seem chaotic, that means there was forethought and a plan.
Somebody, even if it looks like, yeah, Janet Jackson just had a wardrobe malfunction. Yeah, there's no such thing.
Correct.
I don't care who you blaming.
Somebody
benefited. Yeah. So in all of these situations, there's a business involved and there's real money involved and somebody's benefiting from this thing that looks like, oh, that just happened. Nah, no way. No way. It would be hard for a homeless guy to get into the Hollywood Bowl, let alone a homeless guy be able to rush the stage and actually.
When things go smoothly, but seem chaotic, that means there was a forethought and a plan. When things go smoothly but seem chaotic, that means there was a forethought and a plan. Now, the reason why I told y'all to listen very closely to these last two clips is because he literally told you, now, especially in the last clip, he literally told y'all exactly what I have told y'all 20 plus times on this channel. Y'all have heard me say it, that when things happen out of the blue, when they seem so structured, yet so crazy, because he used the right word. He used it. It looks really smooth, but it's also very chaotic. He used the perfect word for it. I worded it as when things happen out of nowhere and it seems like it's very structured, but it was the furthest thing that you could have thought about from your mind. That means it was planned. Y'all have heard me because I told y'all that in the X video about his death. And where did he die? He basically died in his own city by people that was from his own city. Who's the most recent rapper to die in his own city? Jada Youngin. Literally in that little country town in Louisiana, the city that he is from. Where did Dolph die? In his own city. Literally, Cat Williams just told y'all that there is not a coincidence, bro. It's like this dude watched my videos on some shit, deadass. He literally took the shit right out of my words, like out of my mouth. He literally told y'all what I have told y'all 100 times on this channel, bro. Which why I said this video, it felt amazing doing it because it literally is in line with everything I tell y'all. And this is coming from Cat Williams, a person who is behind the curtains of Hollywood, who sees everything happen. Bro, he just told y'all they're sacrificing these artists. They're getting rid of them in order to make more money. And then they just came out with the fact that they're actually letting you know they have life insurance on these artists. They're setting them up to be killed in their own city by the lifestyle that they live in order to profit, in order to gain more money. He just told you, kill this $20 million artist and they making $60 million from it. Bro, he just told y'all. My biggest part is the thing about how things are planned, because that is the most important thing, because people can't get over the fact, like Dolph. You know, even though there was so much beef and shit he had going on with all that shit in the city of Memphis, people still can't wrap their head around how could this be orchestrated from the industry. Well, he just told you. That's why it happens in their own city. That's why it doesn't happen somewhere else. Except for Von. Von was different. They couldn't get Von to be killed in his own city. They had to get King Von away from Chicago. And I know he has nothing to do with this video, but things are just pinging off of my head because I'm thinking of artists, you know, that were killed in their own city. But he basically just told y'all. He literally said there's no coincidence in the business, bro. And then talked about the Will Smith, Chris Rock thing, which we already knew that shit was acted. Bro, he told y'all. He said if it wasn't those two names, everything would have been shut down. It would have went to commercial. You wouldn't have actually been able to see it. Are you serious? And y'all really thought that shit was real? Which I don't know if I commented on that, because I probably didn't feel the need to, because the shit was just so fake. You could literally see Chris Rock lean in for the slap. But he told y'all. And with the homeless guy coming on stage with Dave Chappelle, he says, this is the business, bro. He said, homeless guy can't even get in. How he gonna get on the stage? Bro, everything is set up. Nothing is a coincidence in that world. Nothing is a coincidence in the world, period. And in the clip before that, how he, you know, I thought it was, you know, very, very, profound in what he said about, you know, the fact that they are expecting a Messiah to rise, but they don't know who it is. So every time someone pokes their neck out that is a threat, they do what they have to do. Now that was, you know, I don't know if the interview lady was even catching the drift of what he was trying to say. Maybe she was, maybe she wasn't, but that was very important right there. Because it goes to show you why, you know, there's no, you know, they try to basically, people like Cat Williams, they try to push these people out. They try and make them look crazy. All of this stuff. So you don't agree with, you know, anything that they talk about, because it's not with the narrative. It doesn't go along with everybody else's belief, just as he said. Man. And this last clip, I had actually never seen this clip, which is why it got me hype. It got me excited. It got me hype to do this last, you know, this last talk of this video, because I had never seen that, because it looks like a Zoom interview. It looks like something he did on Zoom. And that's why the quality was so bad when the video was uploaded. Someone uploaded this to YouTube. So it looked like he doing something on Zoom with somebody. But I had never seen this before, bro. And this clip to me is probably the most important of this entire video, because he tells you what we talk about on this channel, bro. In every video that I try to convince y'all that this just happened to this artist, or this is happening, or this happened long ago and it's still happening, bro. He just told y'all right now, right out of his mouth, right out of Cat Williams' mouth. Someone who is still behind the curtains of Hollywood. And I know he just had like a new comedy show on Netflix. So I don't know what Cat Williams has going on. I don't know if he's kind of giving in to the industry a little bit in order to keep himself afloat. I don't know what Cat Williams has going on mentally these days. But even in that, the one he did on Netflix, he was exposing a lot of stuff in that as well, because he was talking about the shortages of chicken and all that good stuff. So it's like, you know, he'll never really change his dynamic and who he is. But, you know, I don't know how far they might have gotten to him to this day. Not really sure. But I'm going to go ahead and wrap this video up. there's nothing else for me to say. If you want to hear it again, go back and watch the video. Go back and watch those last few clips. Go back and watch Brandon T. Jackson shit really tell you everything in that interview right there. So yeah, man, y'all already know what's going on. It's Sunday. Not necessarily a Sacrifice Sunday video, but, you know, definitely thought this would be a really, really good video to bring to the channel. I've never done one on Cat Williams. I was excited to do it. And I felt like, you know, I put the nail on the head with this one, you know? So, yeah, man, with that being said, it's Black Balloon. And I'm going to see y'all soon. I'm out.